Does she know how to use this shit?
Pug's back.
Pop's
up. Welcome to the shit show, number 5000.
What's up, people?
I want to start a channel where I'm just going to be playing rap music from like the 90s.
Whose voice will we hear first? Miss CE Dope or Pound Road? We had a Discord race tonight. Which Discord virgin is going to win?
Miss CE Dope typing in the chat. Oh my god, Jessica Jade's online.
Wait, what do you mean? On her own channel?
No, it just says online. I didn't know like she was.
She's in here, yeah. Invite her in.
This was an accident. Why was it an accident? An accident.
What are you so scared of? She's not gonna bite.
No, I'm talking about Jessica Jade.
Jessica Jade's not gonna bite you, is she?
Stop.
I don't know. I just don't want to be around Jessica Jade. Anyone with teeth like that, I have real issues trusting.
Pound Road Pug, we need you to speak.
Pound Road, can you hear us?
See, we got what we're trying to do is we're trying to get you guys from the chat involved in the Discord voice.
I just saying hi. I only wanted to say hi. I don't know anything about nothing.
What's the matter? You scared to talk to?
No.
What's going on?
You nervous?
What are you leaving, CEO?
Did Miss C Dope just make you have to leave?
No, it says Seek. Sorry. Who the fuck is Seek?
Seek?
So, yeah, you were saying something about Don A?
Oh, yeah. Just hoping he'd fucking actually die already.
Oh, God. No, that's not what you were saying. You were asking if he was going live.
Oh, well, I mean, okay. Well, is he going to die or is he doing his thing again?
I was hoping it was tonight, but maybe next week.
He's such a tease. He's a big tease.
Does anyone give a fuck about him anymore? Seriously. No one cares about him. Why doesn't he just go away and go back to selling mattresses? Like,
he's trying to torture you.
It's not torturing me because I'm going to go back to fucking work on Monday and then I'm going to only be doing with apologies. So I don't care, Donnie.
So wait, Monday is D-Day?
Monday is D-Day. It was pushed back a week. Monday was D-Day. And here's the thing. I can't get over the fact that this guy's whole thing is, oh, well, you work for someone else. It's like most people that have ever lived have worked for someone else. That's 99% of all people. And what do you think your fucking kids are going to end up doing? They're going to work for someone else, too. Except, you know, maybe they're retard. I don't know. They have them working some fast food. They have them as, like, Walmart greeters now.
Yeah, I work for somebody else. What's wrong with that?
Well, apparently, Don A., you're a manager for someone else. You work for someone else. I am self-employed.
Hey, if you're in America and you pay taxes, you're working for someone else.
That's what I tell him, but he's retarded. He doesn't understand the concept.
We're all working for fucking not being slaves.
I know, but irregardless, I would say. I can't believe that he just makes all... I'm telling you, Italians have got to go. They got to go.
Watch out. Because if he comes flexing his nuts in here, I'm going to have to end the stream.
Listen, I know you're a busy guy, CEO. You're running a giant corporation and everything like that.
He's got football to watch.
But we have to... You can't leave without at least commenting on the fact that Matt...
I know his schedule. He doesn't have shit to do tonight. Except maybe jerk off and chat to Penelope.
Oh, there's a lot of masturbation. In this whole universe, I'm sure.
There's a lot of rumors about.
wait! I thought
Penelope's new
lame,
picture. I might have to slide into her DM. Hmm. If you ain't sliding.
I have no comment on any of the situation.
Oh shit!
Somebody was beating off. What happened?
I don't know what they're talking about. I'm going to stick with my line that Penelope is a very beautiful woman and she's not an old grandma.
Was maple syrup involved in any way?
I don't know.
What the fuck?
Did you wash it off quickly?
That's such a mess.
I've never jacked off with maple syrup. That's what you're asking.
You had mentioned it, so I still haven't tried it.
I wouldn't. I mean,
Pound Road, talk. Maybe you're on push to talk. Are you on a rotary phone?
I bet you he's on push to talk and he hasn't set a button.
So I bet big mistake.
Yeah. It takes a while.
Yeah, it's a bitch.
But if this
dude.
Was the Unbleached show, he would just go, "Oh, you can't figure it out."
This is what kills me about fucking that lying piece of shit Kyle, the extortion artist, is the fact that he'll sit there and diss Brokebar. Dissing him. And now they're like boys and they're doing autograph signings. Like, don't act like you don't do that shit, Kyle. Like,
those weren't autographs, though. He was just signing credit receipts. All the trips to the concession stand.
They're all fucking welfare checks. The back of them. Just signing them over to his baby.
Let me get a bucket of chicken, stupid.
Tell me you wouldn't want a signed, autographed EBT fucking card from Kyle.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, I would.
That'd be so sweet.
I just wish he would admit that he's on welfare like how Jimmer is. That, you know, like, I hate Jimmer. Let's all be serious. But, Kyle, you're also poor. You're not a...
He makes fun of Jay for his job.
Isn't Jay just a plumber's bitch, basically?
No, he's on his own now.
Oh, he's no longer...
He was my bitch.
He's a producer.
So he's not a plumber anymore. He's a plummy.
He's a plumbist.
No, he's the plumber. He's plumbing.
Oh shit! Well, fuck. Okay. Well, good on Jay. Congratulations.
He's got a brand new
van.
It's got like 200 miles on it. 2018 Transit 250.
Well, Jay's moving on up, and Kyle is, you know, living off the government because he has two autistic kids, or.
I was thinking earlier they need... Oh, shit, Pound Road? Can you hear us? Son of a bitch. Meh.
All right, so why isn't anybody saying anything in chat? It's creepy. There's 8 people watching, but...
I don't know.
Spying. I didn't forget we were even on. Let me go pop in and see what's going on.
I didn't know that, like, sheep had... I can't understand how there's more sheep than people, though.
They
must get lamb chops every fucking day for dinner.
I think most sheep are protected. Like, you don't see them just roaming around. Like, so they're pretty well protected from predators.
By shepherds.
Yeah.
People. Shepherds pie.
You don't see hey, you have shepherds pie? A bunch pie? Of coyotes together and shit.
I don't get it. Shepherd's pie is made of fucking beef. So I don't get why.
You don't dig it?
No, I like shepherd's pie. I like it. I'm just saying.
Fucking delicious, man.
I had lamb chops once. Shepherd's pie is lamb. Well, then I might just be fucking retarded because every time I've had shepherd's pie.
No, it's taking me, loser.
Oh, shut up, Kyle. You fucking go get the Whopper for your kids. Fucking.
Bye. Never talking to you ever again. Bye.
Dude, I don't want to talk to you.
You fat fuck.
When I bought Michael Jackson's album Bad, and I had to hear a fucking life story about how we should do this.
He's got Kim Kardashian ass lips and an ass in the middle of his chin, like a perfect apple ass in the middle of his chin.
Yeah, you know.
Let me bring up another picture here if anyone's watching.
He could be a much more handsome guy.
He didn't look like that when he started streaming.
No.
Because he's been Ubering too much eats.
The mustache is too thin. I think that he should grow out a full mustache.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man, Brokebar. Look at Brokebar. If he just grew his hair out a little, it wouldn't look so fucking cracked out. Just grow your hair.
He just needs to grow a full beard.
And Donnie, grow hair. Why are you shitting that shit
work off? Hard, and Kyle gets to fucking get Uber Eats and have no ceiling tiles and live off you. How's that feel, Donnie? You work for Kyle.
There you go.
And so, and
you see that ass on the chin? There's an ass on his chin. And a very pencil-thin mustache.
That's that's one of my only beefs.
It's very European.
I think he needs... Yeah, that's very thin. Like, grow the whole thing out. Grow a beard. What's the deal?
You think he's maybe he's that much of a character that even like he was afraid of Brokebar exposing him at the event. Maybe it's like not even his voice at all. Like he's really
incognito. What if he's wearing a Kyle mask?
European guy.
Well, I don't want to know if anyone actually asked him for photos or autographs, like he said.
Yeah,
he
they said sign this and add a tip if you'd like.
Yeah. What if Kyle had
his hand the tip? You donate to me though on my Streamlabs.
Yeah.
What if Kyle had that nerd Phil fucking CGI his whole end of the stream? It never even happened.
Phil. Who's that?
Yeah, that's the guy that sets up his shit, I guess.
Nerd Dr. Phil.
Nerd Phil, yes.
Dr.
He's
Phil.
Secret. He doesn't talk about him anymore.
I don't know, man. Kyle, I just can't get over the fact that he's Puerto Rican.
Are big fanboys of Kyle. Why?
What do you think about him, smartphone, Asbel? Rudy.
I hate the motherfucker. I think he's a lazy Negro. All
right.
But he is, though. That's the thing. Said. We're agreeing. Okay, all right. Well, tell the prince to shut the fuck up and relax.
I hope he said in chat. Kyle said he was going to leave. That's a rough ride,
bro. My bad.
Why would anyone want to go to the Chip podcast? Here's what I don't get. Why do people want to go to podcasts? Like the whole Legion of Skanks fucking thing. Why would you want to go?
I wouldn't. I'm glad that shit doesn't happen around here.
Yeah.
I don't go to the city too often. And never alone. That's sketchy.
I don't know.
But you know what? You're going to the Chip Live thing, and there's probably not a whole lot of scary characters there.
You're not impressed by the cities.
No. Just why would you... Okay, like, I'll give you a for instance, right? When I was in school for TV, we had to go to... there's a national show, like a night show, kind of like how... You know how you guys have, like, Jimmy Fallon on it? There's one in Canada called Strombo Tonight, it was George Strombolopoulos. And it's more of an interview show than, like, a late-night show with comedy and all that. We had to go to a taping for it. I was bored out of my fucking mind.
Can't answer a Discord call while I'm doing a show. Or maybe I could have answered that, and he would have been on air.
Yeah, he would have been, but we wouldn't have been, yeah.
I hate that shit.
Go for it.
I don't get going to a fucking show taping. I don't get going to a podcast. It's some X-File shit to me. I don't know. That's what white people do. You're white and you're stupid. You're 90.
No one's talking to you, loser.
Shut the fuck up, Kyle. No one's talking to you, nigga. No one's talking to you.
Let me tell you something. I think Trump is a dumb fuck. I think he's a dumb motherfucker.
Are you going to hang out and keep talking or keep bailing on us? You and smartphone.
Yeah. Whatever, Kyle. How did you get back so fast from the Chip podcast to be on here?
This guy's phone.
Oh.
Bye. Never talking to you ever again.
I'm fine. Jeez. Just joking with you.
He's rude. He pops in and then he leaves. He's rude.
Do you see that picture on CEO on YouTube?
What, of him in Brokebar?
No, it's him by himself. You gotta see his finger. Know. His finger has stretch marks.
Ew!
No, it does not. Yeah, no, it does not. It does.
Like
no, fingers. No. Come on now.
Like the 7-Eleven roller sausages, the breakfast ones. Fuck.
That's impossible.
Oh, yo, I hate and those sausages. They just roll all the way down, and then they roll all the way back up, and then all the way back down. For hours on end.
Infested machine.
Do you guys have New York fries in the States?
Yeah, I think so.
In New York,
like the restaurant,
they're like fatter.
The fast food restaurant, New York fries.
No.
No.
Okay, it's a chain in Canada. They make like fries, but they'll put like you can get like a poutine, or they'll put like beef and then tomatoes on it and shit. But they have hot dogs, and they have stops along the highway, you know, like service centers and shit. And I'm telling you, the hot dogs, no one ever eats the hot dogs at New York Fries. And I'm telling you, those fucking hot dogs sit there for I know they're reusing the hot dogs days on end, just leaving them there, and they have a giant fucking hot dog roller thing, right? And just goes up and down for hours.
That's
on
the
end.
Restaurant has little rollers, like a gas.
No, I mean like it has a giant fucking roller like you'd have at 7-Eleven for the hot dogs. But it's a huge one. It's not. It's like, you know, one will be, you know, the one at Taco or 7-Eleven will be for like 12 hot dogs. This is for like 50. And I'm telling you, I've been up and I used to go up and down that road 4 or 5 times a month, and I'd always stop in at fucking any of the service centers, right? And I've never seen any fucking person eat those hot dogs. So I know they're reusing. They have to be reusing them. Those hot dogs are reused month after month. I'm telling you. And they just sit there and they roll up and down. And then you just sit there watching it because it's right beside the Burger King in there. So you get your burger and you're watching the hot dogs and they go all the way up. And they roll back down. And they roll back up. I've never seen one person fucking... Everyone goes to New York Fries to get fries. You don't go there to eat. I mean, maybe...
I would never go in a restaurant to eat a hot dog. Just microwave them at home.
Not purposefully, yeah. I mean, but... Like an emergency arises, and you're like,
no, but I mean, look,
I go to 7-Eleven.
In the service center, there'll be a Starbucks there, then there'll be a variety store, then there'll be a Tim Hortons, then an A&W, and then a Burger King, and then a New York Fries.
Penelope says hot dogs are meant to last a while. I think that footlongs last the longest, right, Penelope? Is that right? She's had a 12-inch cock.
Bratwurst. I found that out. Is the best.
Jesus Christ!
12. I know. She even gave me directions on how to take it if I ever had to.
Big deal.
We had a great conversation.
No, I'm curious now. Now that you brought that up, how would Penelope suggest that Clickbait takes a 12-inch cock?
Penelope, nice, you can come slow in here too.
Is there
Penelope,
any?
You need to get in here too.
I want to know how she suggests that you take a 12-inch cock. That's what I'm interested in right now. I'm only want to hear this.
Maple syrup.
No, she gave me directions from her perspective, I suppose. Like I would, it's not going down, bro.
No. Come but you said she was making suggestions, so I assume they're specific for you. In That's private? What I mean. Like I don't think they're for anyone else. I think they're only for you.
She said, CEO makes me blush.
Really?
Jordan Peterson says that women wear makeup to look sexually aroused.
Very true.
You know.
I would like to offer Penelope, I would... Can I take one of the hot dogs from New York Fries?
She's on.
Possibly stick it in your pussy. I promise it'll be a fresh one. When I go there, I'll make sure they put a fresh one on.
Is that her?
Yeah. I made her nickname in here that.
Miss P.
Yes.
Hello.
I'm good at convincing people to get in here, I think.
Miss Dope.
Okay.
The cheerleader.
Oh, and she talks.
Oh, my God. She
Penelope.
Is. Hey.
Oh, I love CEO.
Oh.
Did you hear about my offer?
What offer? I wasn't listening. I heard something about I want to know why Click asked me what the biggest dick I've ever had was. That was out of the
So that this could happen.
You know. Clickbait. Don't lie now. You're gonna go, I've never taken any dick. What's the biggest dick Clickbait's taken? That's always Look, if she's giving you advice on how to take a 12-inch dick, that means you've at least taken like a 5-inch dick.
Well, okay. Go big or go home, CEO. Use your imagination. Yeah. If I'm going to fuck a dick, I guess I'll go with the 12-inch dick.
Fair enough. Why not? If you're going to do it, go all in, right?
Yeah, go gay all the way.
No. The real question is, would you rather take a 12-inch one time or a 6-inch twice, CEO?
That's a good question.
Twice.
Answer it.
Six inch.
If I had to pick,
yeah,
I would assume I would take the 6-inch twice because it wouldn't faggot. Hurt as much.
Yeah. Wait, wait a second. He's taking both.
You're a faggot. It's a lose-lose, man.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Like, if you have to take a 6-inch dick, then you're not going to be all stretched the fuck out. Pound Road Pugs, his CEO, loves penis. Okay.
Well.
All right, then. Actually, if I was going to do right. it, I would... If I had to do this, I'd probably go with one of those New York Fries hot dogs because they'd have the grease on it from fucking days of rolling up and down. You know, you go, it would just go right in. Wouldn't really be any push.
See, we need more peripheral characters like Penelope Spearhead to be involved. I'm
trying to get someone else in here real quick.
Yep.
I want to talk to Clit. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah. Did you call him Clit?
Did she mute me?
No, I can hear her now.
Okay. Can you hear me? Yes or no?
We can all hear you. We can all hear you, beautiful.
So, Clit, what did I tell you? I don't remember. What was my answer? How did
Oh, what was the advice? You said go slow. Use lots of lube.
Cough?
I can't remember. There's some cough? A few other
No, don't cough. That's going to cause a bloody mess.
Don't cough? Okay. I'll keep that in mind.
For both of you.
Because, you know, I do shit that might land me in prison one day, so, you know, this might be good advice.
Wait a second. What did you do that would land you in prison?
Anything we could... Okay.
What yeah, do you wait, do just answer this. You haven't done any gym or name shit, right?
Fuck no. Oh, okay. What are we talking about here?
Anything that gym or name would do.
Pedophilia.
Say it precisely. Yeah. What, run a stream and then get demonetized?
No. We're talking about pedophilia.
How dare you?
You said you've done shit that lay in prison. And that seems to be what the YouTube community is all about these days.
Let's talk about LeBron James, bro.
Jimmer Nam, Don A, you know.
Let's just say Mark Glista might be onto something.
Really? Mark Glista's out there. Mark Glista's piecing this shit together, you guys.
I actually remember what he said because I heard it earlier. Now I already forgot.
Mark Glista's sleeping in his queen size mattress.
You're breaking into your customers' houses, right? Stealing wallets.
Oh God, that's one of my biggest fears. Said. Is that people fucking will be like, you know, they always think you're like a shady character. The neighbors, fuck them.
You broke into your...
Fucking you, loser.
Fuck off, Kyle.
Thanks, Kyle.
Kyle, if you're going to be here.
Take that fucking mustache and go join the Adams family, bro. The fuck? That Gomez mustache.
I changed the picture yet. I wanted to comment on his fat finger first. I'll put up the other one now.
Is it really that fat?
Yeah, it's too fat.
There's stretch marks. Huh?
There's stretch marks.
I'll go back to the old picture. Everyone look.
It's so close, it just could be a wrinkle. I don't know. I'm not sure yet.
No, they're white fucking stretch marks. And that's not fingerprints.
That means they're faded. That means they're old.
He's got an old finger.
Mine don't look like
that. No, they're white stretch marks. That means they've faded and they've been there for a long, long time.
Dude, we have to stop and think about how surreal this is. For Matt to meet his nemesis.
Can
you imagine meeting Don A in real life, CEO?
Yeah, I'd just go to his mattress store.
What would it be like? It would be so fucking weird and surreal.
They'd start after all these fucking months. And...
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'd probably push his kid or something.
Yeah. It'd be crazy.
I believe
he'd probably fucking shank you, dude. I don't know. It'd be crazy.
He'd biff his kid right in the forehead.
McFly. Oh, not that kind of biff.
No, not what that biff. The old stiff arm to the forehead.
Here's the thing I don't like about Donnie. Okay, his kid is fucking what, 18 or 19? So his kid's an adult. So let's not act like this is some helpless tard anymore. It's either...
Yeah, but I don't know the kid, so I don't make fun of people I don't know.
Well, I don't
You
like
can,
it.
Though. You guys have your beef.
Oh, absolutely. Deserved. It is. That's the thing. Like, You can't play the victim and then sell mattresses. It just doesn't work that way.
Pound Road.
Penelope, you have to teach Pound Road.
Penelope, the lady here, figured it out. Come on, mate. Press the buttons, talk, make things light up, mate. In you go.
Penelope said, let it go, CEO.
But
move
what,
past it.
I let it go. He's the one who brought it back up.
That is true. I kind of made it a done deal.
It was a done deal.
CEO said he was done. He didn't bring it up.
I let it all go. I never brought any of that shit up. He gets made fun of for saying, flex my nuts. And then he loses it. So now it's a topic again. I'm sorry.
Is it off limits to bring up the fact that Ross Bennington and Don A. both voted for each other in the Jim Nam Memorial Cup?
No, I've never voted for him, actually.
Oh, he didn't?
He voted for me, though.
He voted for you?
You should, Ross. Okay. You should really join.
I vote fair. Right now, it's between Kyle and Brokebar because of this event. I mean, the pictures of Kyle versus Brokebar getting stranded by Kyle because he looked like he was begging for change. He probably had a cup.
Dude, it was kind of a fun. I was checking in and out all night. It was hilarious, dude.
Hey, you want to know what? If he's begging for change, he could really use a basket, couldn't he?
We sure
Think
could.
About that, everybody.
Who couldn't use one? All you got to do is come on air and make a fool of yourself. You might get that basket. It's not too late.
Me?
Anyone.
That's the thing. People act like I've been voted for. Like, I think Jank and Flames voted for me. So I, you know, look, I've been voted for.
I have to go back and look at that one.
If I won the basket, though, I mean, it would kind of be like, oh, okay, so then I would just use it.
I like it when people put an explanation for why they voted for him that week, because then you can go back in history and see. And you're like, oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, I forgot that person was a piece of shit.
Exactly.
You know, it's great about that. Great, sometimes you find out things you didn't know that they did.
It's almost like Twitter for us, like a small version of Twitter.
It's a private fucking Twitter, but it's with a prize at the end. It's really worth it. What we're doing is a lot better than Twitter.
I look so forward to voting every time. I can't wait.
I haven't been voting. I feel bad. Like I said, it gets so weird because people are in there right next to you. And you're like,
That's what gets you over the fear of the awkwardness.
Yeah. So you're kind of waiting for somebody to throw you in the fucking barrel.
Yeah.
I think you've been voted for.
No, someone vote for me. I did take an L.
Wait a second, though. But hasn't Ross Bennington been voted for?
Yeah, by Don.
Yes.
Oh,
was
okay.
As a joke, but whatever.
Well,
still a vote. Got my name on the chart.
It is funny, yeah.
I don't know, clickbait. If no one's voted for you, I'll vote for you.
Do it for me. I took an L on fucking Sands because, I just rolled in, didn't know what was going on, and I made a little jab at Mark. And then, oh, no, we got some beef right here. No, Mark, I think he's calling you out.
Yeah, how come Has anyone voted for Mark Glisty yet?
It's such a tough battle to choose from. More voters would equal more people, though.
If more people want to vote.
Enough opinions.
If more people want to vote, they
like that, all that Cornballs account leaves that room and rejoins like every other day and never votes.
Really?
But you see, like, spawned in the server, like, it's a different message every time. So you know they're leaving.
I think producer Jay, I think he asked me if a Brokebar could join.
No, I asked you that. And I put the invite in the thing, not necessarily to him. But he didn't join, I don't think. He doesn't do that.
He doesn't want to join.
He should.
Kyle could join. I don't give a shit. Like, that's the thing. I'm not.
They're too good for it. I ain't got time for that. I gotta play video games.
And besides, I'm going to win the basket anyway.
Son, shut up, stupid. I'm talking about video games. And you're trying to talk over me on my show. It's fucking white and stupid.
Yeah, you've been aggressive toward him all week.
Hey, shut up, stupid. So, let me get into it. So, Anthony Cumia, you see I'm dating his cousin over here? Fucking, she's white, cornball, stupid. What the fuck are you laughing at, stupid?
Shut up.
I can't help it.
And I
bye, you know, never talking to you ever again. Bye.
Whatever.
I mean, if it was an Artie and Anthony show, I mean, I would be back there in a second. It's nice. It's cool.
We're talking about, give me something.
He's so scary. He just runs everything. I'm gonna have my wife come on air. Oh, do it, bro, please.
She's sitting right next to me.
Really? Get her on here.
Is she mad?
The CEO and interviewer for a little bit.
She does a mean Broke Bar impression.
Really?
Yeah.
Can I hear
it? Is it the laugh?
They're calling for you.
CEO, talk to her.
Wait a second, though. Wait a second. When she comes on, she I don't won't. Want her to be. No, no. She's going to come on. Oh.
Yeah, CEO.
When she comes on, though, she doesn't come on as, you know, hi, I'm Mrs. Bennington or any of that. She comes on as Broke Bar. That's what I want.
Oh, my God.
She has to come on as Broke Bar. Like, be like,
she has no that's idea fair enough. What a Broke Bar is.
Well, then fucking she can come on. How about this? She comes on as Tara. There you go. Pretend you're a frog woman.
Exactly, Pound Road. No one could hear you even though you were lighting up. Yep.
You're a frog woman with a
blue actually, plus. The accent might be kind of the same.
Oh, my God.
Both Southern Florida women.
Oh, my God. I need to get the laugh on my soundboard. What am I thinking? What a moron.
What laugh?
The fake laugh?
What laugh?
Who's fake laugh?
The real laugh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Unbleached.
Oh, no, you gotta get the Kyle. You gotta get the Kyle fake laugh too.
How come there's no Jim on your sound?
I just got this thing, and the piece of shit. If you close the program, you gotta fucking redo them all for some reason.
No, it should save them. Mine saved them. You might. I think you gotta go in and save it.
I did, but then when it popped back up, my hotkeys weren't working anymore.
Yeah, that happened too. I gave up on the hotkeys. Just click on it. Just minimize it to where you can see them all.
Okay, I'll try that out.
Here's what kills me. Kyle, you're not white. Like, you're a fucking Puerto Rican. Like,
he's pretty chocolatey in that one picture, but it is a black and white.
Yeah, but he is. Like, he's doing blackface. Kyle, apparently Kyle's mom is like a blonde-haired, blue-eyed bitch. So maybe... maybe you just don't
he's
do that.
He's German. German Venezuelan. That's my
opinion. His name's Ned. Ned Holman.
When I bought Michael Jackson's album Bad, and I have it here, a fucking life drunk? Story about how we should do this, but not that. Bye. Never talking to you ever again.
His blood sugar level
Bye.
Gets low when he's like that. You think he's diabetic? I do.
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
All the because he's on welfare, so that means he's gonna be eating a lot of shit that has corn syrup in it. Like I think corn syrup probably makes up a good 90% of his diet.
You know, not necessarily corn syrup, but corn itself is so hard to fucking avoid. It's in everything.
Oh, I know.
Shit's
I
fucking ridiculous.
Corn. Corn is great, but
corn syrup. On the other hand,
he loves corn syrup, corn oil. I don't know. He's probably got like sugar cane growing in his backyard too.
Shit. I don't know why Pound Road is lit up, but nothing's coming out.
He's doing a simulcast.
Oh, he's like, maybe he's a mime, and he is, you know, he's expressing himself, but we just can't hear it.
Maybe you guys he's think science.
It's a pantomime.
You guys think Kyle has sugar cane in his backyard? He claims he's from Cape Verde.
Sugar cane. I hope so. Plantation. That would be fantastic.
Yeah,
white people. He's got white slaves.
Well, you know, plant. You know,
pick that
Rhode
cotton,
Island's
stupid.
Rhode Island's full name is Rhode Island and the Providence Plantations or some shit. Like that's his legal name. So he literally lives on a plantation.
No one's talking to you, loser.
Shut up, stupid.
Is that me or him?
No, I was talking to you, loser.
Damn, he shuts you right down. Yeah, but they met up. You couldn't. It was weird. I was watching. I'm just gonna call him Broke Bar, whatever. Broke Bar stream, and it fucking all of a sudden Everybody was like, did he drop the phone in the toilet or something? What happened here? And then a nanny cam comes on.
From the toilet?
It was like a nanny cam. It was like black and white. I just pictured him holding like a stuffed animal, you know, with like that you leave with the fucking babysitter or whatever. And then Kyle pops up on stream and I fucking had to screenshot that shit. Like, what the fuck? Like there was no audio. I couldn't hear anything. And then I just see him. I'm like, oh, Lord.
So I guess it was a moment. She's not going to talk anymore. She's just spying on her man.
That's okay.
Keeping him in line.
I'm okay if she does that. She can spy on me.
Pound Road just can't figure it out. Maybe it's the time zone.
I was trying to help, but I don't know.
There you go.
Penelope, you got to tell us how clickbait would take a 12-inch dick.
No, CEO wants to know for himself.
No.
Actually,
you
I think you already know how to fucking take one.
Put your dick pic in Discord, by the way.
I'm giving you guys my dick. That's only for certain women and my doctor.
Right. Your doc? You fuck your doctor?
Yeah.
That's a G move.
I think Pound Road's gonna
you're
have
eating
to
her out while she's driving
watch
her
a
Porsche.
YouTube video, figure that shit out.
Hung up about ass play. I don't understand that.
Wait, you said ass play?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, just because you get something up your ass at the end of your day. So, like.
No, I've talked about that before.
No, but it's definitely a grayscale of weirdness, and that's up there.
What?
I had a boyfriend I used to fuck in the ass. I used my vibrator on, and he loved it. It wasn't a strap on, but I went up his. And he was really straight, but he got a lot of pleasure with the anal kind of.
Penetration.
Yeah, it's whatever.
Well, yeah,
want. As long as it's not
it's
a dude doing it, then it's not gay.
Wait a second. So you think pegging is gay? What you're saying?
Why would it be gay?
No, it's a little gay.
I think it's pretty fucking gay to let anyone put anything in your ass.
Yeah.
Like I had a colonoscopy done, and the doctor was a woman, and I think that's fucking gay.
How can that be? Oh,
I don't know. I mean, look, I don't remember it because I was unconscious, but it was still a. She did put a camera up my asshole.
Oh,
CEO. Was it like one of those VHS recorders?
Why are you getting that done?
Oh, I had bad heartburn, so they had to go look through my whole stomach and my throat. They put one down my throat, and then they put one up my ass.
And
so I'm wondering
said,
if they
what,
ever, like.
You need to lose weight.
Yeah, but they're like, you gotta take this medicine.
$2,000.
Oh, I didn't pay for it. Are you fucking joking?
He's Canadian. He didn't pay for it.
Oh, well, shit. I'm talking in American terms.
Yeah, no, they're like,
you
gotta.
You have polyps?
No, they're. I gotta take this medicine.
He's got a soft sphincter.
I don't know. You know what's crazy
it's
is
below your esophagus,
after all,
it's
this
like
is what's fucked
valve.
Up.
It gets
she's
soft
either
and
really
acid reflux.
She might have been really gentle because I didn't even feel sore after it. So she was like really.
So Nosferatu's taking shots. Nosferatu's taking shots. Says Kyle invited you over to his stream to smash you. You guys have 8 people watching. What's the point of this?
How about
he's one of them.
What's Kyle gonna do? Like, okay, we've heard he has the same.
Nine.
I'll tell you what I'm gonna do, stupid. I'm gonna tell you, shut up. You're 40 and white. You failed.
Awesome. He thinks Joe Booney's like a 57-year-old man. Too.
I thought he was too. To be fair.
Have
I was
you
calling him sir?
Yes, sir. Oh yeah, because Booney carries himself like a older gentleman for sure. Josiah raised that boy the right way.
Josiah,
Mike,
you want to know
what's
something?
Kyle upset about the pictures? Just poking a little fun.
Yeah, what is his biggest fan?
No,
what are you kidding me?
About himself. That's his problem. He's like Jimmer and Don A. But Josiah's his stepdad, though. By the way, and Josiah, I can tell you some. I think Josiah's getting sick of him. Because if you watch that that video when they were outside of the Blue Jays game and they're outside the stadium. Josiah didn't even like want to be on camera. I think Josiah is just getting fucking sick of Joe Boone. They used to do the show together. Like Josiah and him would actually like Josiah would was there. He'd come on. They would talk about hockey or football, whatever it was.
I hate to admit it, but I did enough deep diving to find your first troll video of the Joe Booney, and Josiah was back there like hitting a hookah.
Yeah, Joe man.
Booney, tell them about the NFL.
Josiah, but that's what I'm saying. I think Josiah's getting sick of him because Josiah barely brings the hookah around no more. He's not wearing.
How long has Booney been around for?
I don't know.
He can't still be 18.
No, he was. He still is. I don't know. He's not. He's graduated high school.
Gotcha.
It's like the Simpsons. He doesn't really age. Thing. I just draw him in.
He's CGI. Excellent.
Yeah, man. But he has to address the rumors that is his neighbor Mike, because his fucking cousin said to me that Mike, his neighbor, I've met him before.
Yeah, I gotta get a drink.
Barbecues. I'll be right back. Whatever. All right. I like Joe Booney a lot though, but I just don't know if everyone's been saying that's his neighbor Mike.
Well, what's the alternative? It's a guy from Texas that flies up there in a single-engine Cessna and lands. What's going on with this guy?
He flies the Cessna, though. He flies the Cessna from fucking Lubbock, Texas to Windsor, Ontario, and then drives 2 hours to London.
Yeah, the whole thing's odd. And then what kind of connection would he have with the guy?
Exactly. I don't know.
An older gentleman who would fly all the way up there and then sit there on streams right next to him, not say anything the whole time.
How about this? Why wouldn't he just fly to Detroit and then just cross the bridge to Windsor and go to London? Why would he fly? Like, why would he fly his own plane into Canada? You know what I mean? Like, that doesn't make any sense.
He's bringing in Lebanese fucking immigrants to your country.
I guess so.
What, can't carry very many, but that's what the Cessna.
Yeah, in the Cessna, how many you can fit 4 people in there?
Yeah, you know, and then you just stack them on top of each other. You could probably fit 8 in there.
Yeah, if they are, yeah, in bunk beds, like what the fuck's he gonna do?
But yeah, so I agree. I think it's the neighbor. I think the neighbor theory is a solid.
It's not theory. A theory though. His cousin told me.
Well,
his cousin is like, I know that guy.
It's hearsay at this point, unless we Google image or Google Maps.
Unless we got Joe Booney's cousin to come on, which would never happen.
We should send Joe Booney an invite. I didn't even think about him.
You want to invite
school night?
Joe Booney or Joe Booney's cousin?
I don't have his address.
Oh, no, it isn't. You're right. Joe Booney's in 13th grade. That's right.
Yeah.
Well, we have our bet. If the Falcons beat the Panthers this Sunday, he has to drop out.
Oh, my God.
And if the Panthers beat the Falcons, I have to go to a hockey game with him. But he would be he said he would buy the tickets and buy me a steak and a beer.
I'm going to say it seems like he's got a lot more skin in the game with this bet.
But he already graduated, so he doesn't really have. You know what? That's the thing, because he would still have to take me to a hockey game. And I told him, Joe Booney, I am not sitting in any nosebleed fucking seats. So
he'd take you to some local London fucking.
Yeah, it'd be minor league hockey, the London Knights.
You know what? The fights happen in that hockey a lot more though, don't they?
Oh yeah, I don't know about if they do anymore, but they used to. It used to be just
brutal. Really? Especially in Canada.
Yeah. Well, there are a couple American teams, but yeah.
You guys have any black hockey players around there?
Oh, there's actually a lot more than you'd fucking think.
That's the only there's ones a lot in the more NHL than come from there.
What, 4?
I would be you could probably say every team's got at least one right now.
Oh, well, that's affirmative action in place.
Well, you know, their knees aren't built for that. They're built for basketball. It's more like a string. I don't know.
Look, you want to know the best? When I played hockey as a kid, the best team we ever played
it's
against
that extra bone
was there was this team. We were in a tournament, and this team came up from Detroit, and it was all black kids except one white kid, who was like the goalie, and they were up like 10-2 on us after the second period or some shit, and we started to play there. We didn't even like want to go out there because everyone was getting beaten up, but it was a mm-hmm. tournament, so they had to play the game, and we lost like 12-4, some shit. And I was like 12, and I swear to God, one of the fucking kids on the other team, one of the black dudes, I swear he had a fucking beard. I know that guy was not 12.
I was able to grow like an Amish beard when I was like 12, 13. So I would have been one of those kids too. But it's weird because like you go, like when you, I played minor league baseball, you know, for years and years, and the fucking.
Played minor league baseball?
Well, yeah, I'm just, for this example, yes, I did.
Do you mean like Little League or do you mean minor league?
Little League.
Or I'm sorry, yeah, Little League, you're right.
I was going to say, yeah, okay.
Okay, there we go, yeah. So I was playing Little League, but I was in minor A, that's why I said it. But anyhow, when you're with kids that you grew up with, they might have facial hair and shit, but they still look young for some reason because you grew up watching, you know, develop. But you look at the other team and they look like fucking men. It was weird, wasn't it?
Yeah, did you guys experience
that? I don't know. I had no facial hair until like 19.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my sideburns didn't even come past my ears, like the top of them.
I had chest hair in middle school. It was fucking weird. Don't.
I never will.
You're lucky.
Yeah, I'm very unhairy.
I'd have to fucking...
Shaved cat?
What? What was that, Mr. Bigglesworth?
Yeah, the fucking cat from like Austin
Powers. What a great movie.
Yeah, pretty much. Fucking just fantastic tanner movie. Than that. I'm not really pink.
Oh, God.
Oh, poor Vern Troyer's dead, isn't he?
Yeah, he died.
Oh, no. What happened?
He's just, he midgeted himself to death.
He's tiny. He got squished.
He got
even
so
more.
Short, he just vanished. Yeah. Just didn't exist anymore.
He collapsed in on himself and became a black hole.
He imploded.
Poor little guy.
He started sucking everything in his living room up around him.
Him and Henry are together.
Oh, God. You know, he probably rides Henry around like it's a fucking stallion. Puts a saddle on him.
Well, he's used to things falling on him and humping him.
That's true. God. I wonder if a dog really could carry around like a midget.
Yeah.
Well, easily.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, would the dogs like? I'm talking like a schnoodle.
I got a new dog to catch me when I fall. But Tara, that's a chihuahua.
Yeah, I got a better idea. I know how Tara could save some money. Like, just wear a helmet, like a retard. If she wore a why does she need a dog to catch her?
But there might be rules against wearing like those types of helmets and doing cam work.
Oh yeah, you're right. Because then it's like exploitation. They're like, oh, mm-hmm. She's retarded.
Okay. I think the dog, the dog drags a mattress around.
What the fuck is it supposed to do?
Falls on the mattress.
And what if you fall in water? Like, does the dog throw you out, like water wings or whatever?
He pees on you. Starts humping your face.
Oh, what, does it make the water hotter, so like yep. warmer, so yep. she rises? Oh, yep. Okay. I got it.
Prevents hypothermia in the north.
What a terrible job for a dog, too. You're there to break this bitch's fall.
Yeah, that dog committed suicide. He broke out.
No.
And said, oh, look, a car.
That's not a real fucking
Here's
thing.
My chance.
Yeah. Go to the light. Both of them.
Can we all just, that's not a real fucking thing to get a service dog?
Well, Rusty's like going to be lying like soon.
It's just it's a lazy way of not having to fucking... It's work. Like for people who are single and don't have anybody to take care of their dog when they're out of the house. And they're like, oh, well, fuck.
She, just turns in her dogs like her car. Like, every 6 months, I got to trade it in and get a different one. Insurance covers it. I just let it out.
I need to take my dog to the DMV. I need to take my dog to the... You know, no, you don't. It's called fucking get a yard or like have a nice kennel.
Every 6 months, the dog needs to get a new fucking back because it's fucking broke. This falling bitch.
You should have a service donkey or a mini horse.
Dude, I saw a video one time. This guy was a veteran, and he was inside with like his service dog, and this black lady went fucking insane. She's like, "Get that nasty, filthy animal away from me! Motherfucker's shedding all over, getting hair in my soup and shit." And she was just, "Oh, dude, it's hilarious! You guys got to find it." Wait, and wait. I actually kind of agreed with her. Like, it was the first time I agreed with a black person freaking out in a restaurant. I was like,
"Yeah, because they've always been wrong." Oh, okay,
most of the time. Well, they're like, "I paid fucking $1.39 for this cheeseburger, motherfucker. I waited 5 minutes for this. You get, you know, I've seen so many."
$1.39. Like, that's why you waited 5 minutes.
Exactly.
Because nobody gives a fuck.
There's a lot of them. Maybe the white ones aren't as entertaining. No. Maybe that's the problem.
Probably not. Are you saying white people are a little more composed?
Like, is that what you mean? Excuse me, ma'am. I believe there was a misunderstanding on the bill. Everybody's like, "Boo."
I don't know any white people that talk like that.
I do. I know plenty. I do. That's most white people I've ever seen.
That's white people in public, if they have manners. Mm. They'll be just like,
oh, thank you. Oh, have a great day.
Maybe not that much. That's like the Dave Chappelle version of a white person.
That's like rich white. That's hyped up.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm sure you run into a lot of those. White
Northeastern people.
Yeah, that's not happening in the South. That's
no.
not happening. Actually, there's tons of rich people from the Northeast down there.
No, I know, yeah, but I'm talking. Just drunks. Like, they don't interact with the fucking Southern community.
I was down in Florida on vacation one time, and these two drunk chicks were like, "Don't move down here. You know, it's bad. It's like a 24-hour party. You can never escape it." And I was
there's brothels down the road from me, a couple miles.
Yeah, it's. I mean, the party doesn't even.
There's a swingers club that used to be like a fucking. It might have been a mattress store. No fucking pun intended.
Like, the traffic doesn't even slow down at night there. It's just popping nonstop.
At my house, it's the worst. Sometimes it takes me 40 minutes in the morning to get from my house 2 miles to the interstate.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking insane.
And the lanes are like eight lanes wide and shit, but still, it's just a wall of traffic every time that light turns green. And people peel out fucking as soon as that bitch turns green. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And if you don't move immediately, you get a horn on your ass. Like, I remember all that shit.
You have to. It's just how it is.
Yeah, if you're not hammering the gas.
The city. When you're out in the country, it's not a big deal.
No, right.
But then you only have two lanes, so if some old fuck's going like 40, you're fucking stuck for a while.
You guys.
Hold on. Gotta restart Discord. I don't know if you can hear me. It's too hot out here. Come on. All right.
A community guideline strike. Are you back?
What? Ross Bengt. Yeah, it was Discord. Just Discord. Fucking crash.
Discord bugged out.
Too hot in here, I told you. I had to put the fan back on it.
I went on YouTube and you're on.
Yeah, I'm on. It's shit. The Discord that shut down.
Hey, Miss P.
We're back now.
Penelope, quit leaving. What's wrong with you?
Commercial break without the commercial.
Ross Bengt, I have a question.
Sure.
Very important. So when you have to go and, like, unclog, like, a black family's toilet, do you, like, do you
I don't. They don't send me to that shit.
You've never had to deal with a black family ever?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
What about rich black people that like live like token black?
Dude, the richer the people, the worse. They're fucking slobs. They
no, I know, but I'm saying, shit. Have you ever actually had this? You've never had to service a black family, whatever.
What do you mean service?
Well, like, I didn't suck any of their dicks. Pipes.
I fixed.
I just see
pipe.
Him busy with both yeah, his hands, his feet, his mouth.
I've done like $20,000 jobs for fucking black folks. They love me. You. They love me.
I feel Ross Bang. I'm just saying. I feel like you probably say nigger a lot. So I'm not.
I say it joking. No, I say it jokingly, but I know when to not say it. So that means I'm not racist because otherwise I would just blur it out.
Fair enough. I got you.
I got the
nigger
under control.
I feel like you say honky a lot.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Cracker.
I feel like you say the H word a lot.
What's the H
honky?
Word? I fucking like never said
anybody's
that.
You ever say like I've job? Ever said it.
You said job turkey.
I honky is one I just don't fucking get. I don't
and
get
maybe
it.
It's a honky tonk. I don't know. Who knows where that fucking stems from?
I don't know.
Honky,
either.
I think, was a certain type of people actually in Florida, just like the crackers.
Really?
Used to be the Florida Crackers. They cracked the whip. That's where that comes
from.
Oh.
I just thought we were like
Florida
a...
Florida history for you boys and girls.
I'm not surprised that Florida does that.
Yeah, we got Quaker country.
You have Quakers in Florida?
That's where they fucking came from.
Aren't Quakers like fucking Amish or whatever?
Kind of, yeah. They have little, towns set up where the kids get to go on field trips and shit. I stole one of the bells from there. I wish I could find it. It was from, like, 1850. I stole it from
you
that classroom.
You guys have Mennonites?
They're up around where
I think
right?
so. I can't we think of what Mennonite. That is, but...
They're, like, Amish. They're, like, another one. But
yes,
so
yes, we do.
We
like, towards Bradenton, south of here. Yeah, we got
we
a
have
big
Mennonites... here, but I'm not fucking joking. They shop at like Costco.
Are they the they ones that wear the long denim skirts?
I don't think they wear long denims.
They're pussies. They're afraid they're not going to go to heaven if they fucking shop at.
Here's the thing is, they have Mennonites. Okay, Yorkdale Mall is like a big shopping mall in Toronto. It's a huge shopping mall. Imagine like Mall of America, where there's every store and it's like boutiques and shit. There's fucking Mennonites walking through there with, like, cell phones and shit, like, bitching in the Sony store about their fucking PS4, but they just dress like they're from the Civil War era.
Yeah, they're like white people's version of Muslims.
Half the mall's Tim Hortons.
They probably beat their wives and that whole nine yards.
I just can't get over the fact that you're shopping at a fucking Costco.
Such good prices, man. That's just a fucking advertisement right there.
I mean,
even the Mennonites can't resist that shit.
You can kill the cow or go there and have them package it for you.
I'm surprised they don't just carve their own shit out of wood.
They're evolving, too. They're
evolving too. The man's keeping them down.
You know how nice Mennonite furniture is? It takes a shit on anything IKEA could ever do. It's expensive as shit, but it is so fucking and it lasts forever.
Is it expensive? Mennonite
It's very expensive, but
that's probably how they make their money.
Yeah, that is how they make their money. They do that and they make food. Like Mennonite food is like they make like the best like meat pie you could ever fucking eat.
No, I fucking loser.
Shut up, Kyle. You wouldn't know anything about that. Kyle thinks a meat pie is fucking like a Whopper in a pie crust. So he should maybe shut
you're
the fuck up. You're
and white. Shut up.
Bye. Never talking to you ever again. Bye.
See ya.
That's my favorite one. That's my favorite one.
I thought you had a few Don A ones.
I did, but I think I might have fucked them up. I got this one.
Shut him down. Open up shop.
Oh. I think Ian Ellis was involved in that, wasn't he?
Yeah, I was the one who started playing it.
That was a great night. He's like, what the fuck am I listening to here? What is this? And then he couldn't resist it once the DMX joint came on.
Yeah, who doesn't like DMX, man? I love DMX.
Pound Road Pug is on.
Can we hear him?
He's doing a rebroadcast.
What's the sheep reference? I'm lost here.
I don't know. From New Zealand.
Oh, okay. Yeah. There we go. Got to remember.
Talk sheep, fucking mate.
Yeah, what about this? I got a better question. Why not, like for Tara, why not get a sheep to care, like pick you? Because, I mean, it's going to be softer than a dog to land on.
That's a great point, actually.
The dog just lays down and lets her crash.
Yeah, like, I'd rather have a sheep break my fall. Oh.
So there's going to be no more Jimmernam?
There's got to be.
What, Jimmernam quit again?
No, he got demonetized for duplication, and I looked it up. And duplication under YouTube's like terms of service and stuff. Basically, I think it stems from he was reading off of the, of other people's writing, sports writing, without altering it too much.
Yeah, he was plagiarizing.
Yep. So that it looks like he might be fucked. Like, apparently you can't even duplicate your own work. Like, let's say that you had two channels and you market them towards two different types of people, but you had the same content. They could even get you for that shit.
Prince Asbel better watch out.
Ooh. Yeah.
Hey, YouTube's going to be gone in, like, 10 years. It's going to fuck itself.
I don't think so.
10 years?
Probably not even.
I'm just going to have more rules.
I'll be 40 and white by then.
Yeah, but that's the problem. YouTube used to be a place where there were no rules.
I'll be past 40 and white, but he'll be saying 50 and white. So it'll add back up.
Oh, yeah.
Motherfucker, yo, 80 and white. Yo,
you guys are never going to get to be 40 and white. It's not going to happen for you.
Wait, who?
You twos.
Oh. Well, definitely not for CEO, since he's of mixed descent.
Yes.
He's still white. I've seen his hands before.
Yeah, I'm still very white.
What?
Me and Kyle have the same skin tone.
Wait, where did you see his hands? Now, I mean, I gotta hear this.
He took a picture holding the basket.
Oh.
Yeah,
unless
true.
He took a picture of someone else's hand.
I hired a model.
He's a hand model.
It didn't look like Jimmernam's hand.
I got one of the models from The Price is Right to knock it off.
Man in White, or whatever the fuck. Never mind, that's Wheel of Fortune. Producer Jay knows a lot about Wheel of Fortune.
Does he?
Found that out one day. Yeah, he brought it up one day. He's like, they have franchises in like the entire world, all over the place.
Is it always a wheel? Like in Poland, is it a square? Or?
Oh, should I remember be. We were talking about
it. Should
that.
Be a swastika.
It's all coming back to me.
I didn't mean to say.
Oh, what the fuck? It crashed again. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. We're just in a commercial break right now. We'll be back in just a moment. Oh shit. Oh shit.